I understand perfectly, Uncle Jim. When do you think we ought to start that fight, Uncle Jim?
Wait a minute, Billy. Don't get off yet. Let him get a head start on us.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Billy.
Neither do I, Billy. That's the only way we can let the Chicago gangsters know he's the one carrying the red stamps. If you remember, Louis told me that.
Listen, mister, quit shoving.
What are you talking about? I didn't shove you.
What do you mean you wouldn't shove? I'll leave it up to my friend here.
And what do you do about it if we do?
Watch your fight, huh?
Hey, quit your shoving.
Mister, you ask for it. Just because you're bigger than I am, don't think you can pull anything on me. Let go of me, let go of me. He started the fight. Come on, let go of him. I can take care of him. Hey, Bill, where are you? Those two guys must be his friends. You take that one and I'll... Oh, okay. Come on, Bill, let's get out of here. Hits on the top.
What's new in the news? Keep your back at the station door. How about it, Dad? Is it okay if we stand here and talk to you until the cops lose themselves?
Right.
Well, we got mixed up in one and a couple of other guys started.
Oh.
Stand right where you are, Billy.
Yeah, but we could grab a cab.
Stand right where you are.
The cops are running down to the cab stand. You two kids better beat it the other way.
If we make a move now, they'll be on our tails.
Yeah, but Jack, we ought to get a cab and...
Let me run this part of the show, will you, Bill?
No, Keone, I thought we were supposed to...
We weren't supposed to do anything. Let's just make believe we're loafing around the newsstand here.
Okay, Jack, but I saw that guy.
So did I. Now drop it, will you? Hey. Come on, Billy. Let's sit down on the curb. Come on.
Yeah, that guy was plenty sore, wasn't he?
You idiot.
I laughed the way he said he couldn't even describe us if he did see us. I think we're safe.
Jack, don't you think we better duck? We're playing our luck too far.
Yeah, come on. Let's go in that coffee shop and get something to eat. Look, Dad. We'll be sitting right inside there looking out here. That guy comes back. Give us the high sign, will you?
You got a lot of nerve staying around here.
Yeah, you gotta have nerve to do what we do.
Hey!
Come on, Billy. Let's get inside.
But check, the guy that grabbed the briefcase got in the taxi cab and drove away.
I know he did, Billy. But he handed the briefcase to that old fellow at the newsstand. He put it under a pile of papers.
He did? Well, I thought...
You forgot to keep your eye on the football, didn't you? Uncle Jim told us to watch that briefcase. Don't you remember? He thought it would be passed to somebody else. Go on, get inside. We've got to watch that newspaper man every second. He'd probably keep the briefcase hidden under those papers until somebody else comes along to make the pickup. Get over in that booth near the window so we can watch the newsstand.
Yeah, okay, Jack. Boy, I would have sworn that the guy who grabbed it carried it into the cab with him.
Keep your voice down, Billy. Go ahead, slide in that booth. Let me have your hat. There we are. I'll sit over here where I can look right at him.
I'm glad you're watching him. I can hardly see out of this left eye of mine.
Boy, what a wallop Uncle Jim packs.
I saw him land that one. You walked right into it, Billy.
Yeah, I know I did, but I flew out of it. Gee, I'd hate to have him hit me if he was mad. Say, I wonder whether Betty got away or not. She just seemed to disappear all of a sudden.
Yes, I lost track of her soon as the fight started. Oh, there's Uncle Jim and a couple of policemen. They're going over to the newsstand. The old guy is pointing down the street. That shows he's a crook of some kind, or he'd help those policemen. He'd tell them where we were.
Boy, these gangs are well organized, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, apparently the police are going to take over because Uncle Jim is getting in a cab.
Gee, I hate to see him leave us.
We have to carry the ball from here on, Billy. And it's going to be plenty dangerous, believe you me.